This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh here on The Fan. And speaking of Wendy's, old buddy got some new information passed along. $5 and you get 2 Wendy faves, right? 4 options. Now, this is what they got going. 2 for $5 includes their homestyle chicken sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece spicy nugs, or 10-piece crispy nugs, all part of the deal too. So mix them or double down on one. Either way, you're ready to go. There's no wrong answer. Better get your order on now at Wendy's. We got you. 2 for $5 and lots of chicken involved with Wendy's. 2 for $5 right now. So if you like chicken, you're going to love you some Wendy's. At this point, joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is former Green Bay Packers quarterback Craig Null, joining Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and myself, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, here on the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Craig, thanks a lot for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Those spicy nuggets sound good, man. So, thanks for the intro.
Yeah, spicy nuggets, real good. Okay, Craig, so first things first, I guess, your thoughts when Aaron Rodgers, who has 4 years left on his deal, is in Green Bay still, has not been traded, has not been cut, and he has not retired. And the Green Bay Packers trade up into the first round, coming off of an NFC Championship game, a 13-3 season, and select quarterback Jordan Love as a quarterback who's been through this before in the NFL and a guy that's watched lots of NFL football. What was your reaction?
I thought it was surprising. Not only for them to take a quarterback, but to trade up to take him. You know, it was really kind of surprising to me. And, you know, everybody's kind of talked about the need for receiver there and somebody to kind of even things out for Devontae. And, you know, I definitely thought the receiver was coming off the board there, but I don't know. It was shocking. And I don't think we've gotten to the bottom of it yet, but we'll see how it pans out.
And which reminded a lot of people of, Craig, when you were there with Rodgers and Brett Favre, a lot of people thought that maybe in that training camp that you were the leading candidate to be the successor to Brett Favre. Can you tell us a little story about how that worked out for you?
Yeah, so they drafted Aaron when I was going into my 4th year. And the year before, Doug Peterson had got hurt and put on IR and ended up retiring after that. So I ended up kind of assuming that number two role and actually played a little bit, you know, and had some good stretches. And now a couple of them were on Monday night. We're getting blown out. But, you know, for that season, I had 4 touchdowns and no picks and about a 70% completion. So I felt like I was that 4th year. I was really ready to make a jump. I remember sitting there on the couch watching the draft and just having that sinking feeling when they kept talking about him and showing him. And next thing you know, boom, he's coming to the Packers. I immediately put on my headset. I went and ran for like an hour nonstop. It was probably 5 or 6 miles that I went. I don't even know. I was just motivated a little bit. I know there's a business aspect to it, but I felt like I'd just come off a really good season. And, you know, I'm looking for my shot. And here it is. I got to battle another first rounder. You know, I had Keeley Smith and Tim Couch in 2 different training camps and now Rodgers. So, yeah, it was not easy, but, you know, you got competition everywhere. I felt like I went out there and put my best foot forward, but obviously being a first round pick and having money tied up, they usually get the nod, you know, so it's all good.
Yeah, that's the politics of it, Craig. Do something for a lot of people don't know this, but like in my meeting room, it's probably like 8 to 10 of us in there. But for a quarterback's room, it's only maybe 2 to 4 guys, maybe 3. It depends on if it's training camp. During the season, maybe just 2 guys. You never know. Depends on how many they carry. How awkward is it if you get to the room first and then you're sitting there before the coach come and then maybe the guy come in, you're not the best of friends? You know, because I know Brett Favre wasn't real happy when Aaron first got in there. How awkward is it when there's just a few of you guys in the meeting room?
You know, you have to keep a level of professionalism, you know, but you're together so much that you're kind of like brothers, but almost stepbrothers, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You got different dads, but you're living in the same house and you want to do things differently. Just personality-wise, sometimes it doesn't jive, you know? My first couple of years, it was me, Doug Peterson, and Brett Favre, you know, 3 guys from the South. I joke saying it was 3 rednecks and a Mormon because Darrell Bevell was our quarterback coach, you know? And then, you know, here's this kid from Northern California that comes in into our little den, if you will. You know, it's tough sometimes. You know, you keep conversations short, try to be professional and businesslike, but, you know, you don't have to be friends. You know, you just have to get along.
And that's the thing that people say that's a good segue. Because people think that it's Aaron Rodgers' job to bring Jordan Love along. And we had Jaws on here, Ron Jaworski, say it's not. It's the coach's job. You just want to be cordial. Yep. But, yeah, how do you feel about maybe helping a guy that's trying to take your job?
Yeah, a lot of times they work that situation out with a veteran backup. You know, like, hey, you're not going to play. We've got our star guy. You're going to mentor this younger kid. There are those roles on a roster. But for the starting quarterback, his job is to win football games. It's not to develop your players and do all that stuff. He's got his own problems and priorities to work on, you know? You can't expect a Brett Favre to give the guy that was just drafted basically to push him out the door, like for him to give him all his tricks and really help him along and throw his arm around his shoulder. You know, that's not how it works, man. This is a business. It's real men out there. You know, you got to learn how to get it. You got to fit in where you can. And you see how Rodgers, like his throwing motion and everything has changed over the years. Well, he had to make some adjustments, you know. So you just kind of have to catch up, you know. Obviously, Brett helped me a little bit, but I never felt like it was his job to teach me the different stuff. Every now and then, if he saw me struggling making a throw, hey, try this with your feet or, you know, grip the ball, something small like that, you know, oh, appreciate it. It's kind of like playing golf and somebody gives you a tip on the putting green. Next thing you know, you go out and make 5 birdies. Like, wow, appreciate the tip. But it's not expected. Right. It shouldn't be anybody's role unless it's a coach or a veteran quarterback on the roster.
Talking with former Packers quarterback Craig Knoll here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. From a chemistry standpoint, how difficult is it for, you know, Aaron Rodgers when you were there, and how difficult it might be for Jordan Love to fit into that locker room when obviously the guys in the locker room are very faithful to their starting quarterback and probably, you know, not as friendly maybe to the guy that's the first round pick that may be the front office's choice to succeed the starter?
Can you repeat the question one more time? I'm sorry.
When Aaron Rodgers gets into that locker room, right, from the rest of the team's perspective, outside of the quarterback room, how accepted, I guess, are you when you're that guy that the front office picks to eventually be the successor to the starting quarterback who everybody in that locker room probably loved at that point in Brett Favre?
Yeah, you know, there comes a time where there's a little bit of a split in the room, in the locker room. You know, just people see things differently, or they think that so-and-so should get a shot because he's a better player. It doesn't always work out that way, but, you know, it's not an easy situation, but the nature of the quarterback position, there's only one guy that plays, you know? So it's unique to the rest of the team in that, you know, you're touching the ball every time, you know, so you develop friendships and alliances, if you will, but ultimately the business side of things really kind of trumps everything, and you just got to go with that.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people don't understand, that the quarterback position is very unique. Unlike a running back, right, you maybe four or five guys can play in one game. There's only going to be one quarterback. So that guy's got to wait. Even if you look at offensive line, yeah, they play, but in some cases, there are different packages that you can put in to bring in another offensive lineman. Right, there's only really got to be one voice in there. Hold on, I thought something that you said was very interesting that maybe, and which I didn't even think of, that, yeah, this is probably the backup quarterback that's probably going to tutor the younger guy that's coming in more so than the guy that's getting paid the big money.
Yeah, so I was in that position, but at the same time, it's like nobody told me to do that, and I'm not trying to help along, you know. I'm trying to beat him out. Hell, I'm trying to compete with four, you know. I mean, that's my mentality. But, it's a tough situation. You got to learn to adapt. You got to approach it as a job. You know, you're not in college going to class anymore. Your class, this is now your profession. So you got to do whatever you can to try to eke out some information, to hone your craft, to be able to stay around in that league for a while, you know. So I don't see Boyle being in a position to where he wants to help out Jordan Love, you know. I've been there, done that. I'll be, a good teammate and show good sportsmanship, but I'm not trying to give him the answers to the test, you know.
Yeah, but you are a great – yeah. But you are a great guy. You get along with everybody. I mean, you would never let that kind of stuff, because you got integrity, so that's fine. But I want you to do something for me, Craig, because I don't think people understand the West Coast offense is a paragraph sometimes. And sometimes it frustrates you. Some quarterbacks, like, Brett could just come in the huddle and say, two-jet lion, and we would know everything else. Everybody would know. He can just point, you know, like he's dabbing, but that means slants. Hand mannerisms and things of that nature, do you come up with that kind of stuff? All quarterbacks come up with that yourself, or do coaches, they try to teach you the language so you don't take as long in the huddle to call these plays? Because you're going to from West Coast style, now you got the Kyle Shanahan, now you got LaFleur, everybody got their own style. But is it a way for you to learn it to where you can understand it quicker?
Yeah, so the West Coast system is very, it's systematic. You're basically telling everybody what to do throughout the play. Usually it's a formation, and then you have a formation adjustment, maybe a motion or a shift. And then the next compartment is the actual run scheme or pass protection, then the concept, and then a tag after that. To give you an example, this is one of the hardest ones I had to learn, but now I can't forget it. It's a,
what is it?
Like 1 to 2 yard line, goal line pass play. We have extra linemen coming in. You know, we're 23 or what we call U Bacon was our personnel grouping, because Kevin Berry, we nicknamed Sleepy. You know, U Bacon. Like, all right, he comes in, number 71. But it's brown left, tight close, B right, sprint right, G, U corner, half back, flat, on one, ready break. And to be able to get that out in about 5 seconds, and then the clock's running down, you know, you're waiting on those big guys to get all the way down to their goal line. So eventually it just became sprint right G. We knew how we were running sprint right G that week, what formation or whatever. You just didn't have time to be able to call a 17-syllable play. Brown left, tight close, B right, sprint right G, U corner, half back flat, right? So
I'm glad I played defense. Y'all guys smart. There's no way I can go through that. No.
Well, we know that.
Cover two. That's the NFL back in the day, they put the – those speakers in the helmets, you didn't have to signal anymore. But can you imagine like having to signal all that?
I know, right?
it's like sign language, right?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Absolutely.
Hey, so yeah, Craig, what are you up to now, man? Where are you at? Where you call home?
I'm here in the Dallas area in McKinney, and business brokerage and commercial real estate here in the DFW area. I've been on the Elite 11 staff for the last 8 years. We got a couple of those events in before everything got shut down. Got a little small group quarterback training business that we just kind of started up. I partnered with a guy out of Atlanta. It's called QBIQ, but Trent Dilfer is QBIQ. So Dilfer became a partner in it. He's the head coach for the Elite 11, so there's a lot of synergy there. We've developed a QBIQ training center here in Dallas and been operating out of the Star. But obviously just kind of waiting to get back into the building and get our training back going. But we've had a couple of really good kids that we've started training. One of them, Preston Stone, that's going to SMU. He's a national talent. Garrett Nussmeier, whose dad is the quarterback coach of the Cowboys, Doug.
He just committed, to LSU, right?
Yeah, he just committed to LSU. So, we've got some studs down here. You know, we're just trying to help them along their path and give back the knowledge and experience that I've gained. And, it's fulfilling.
Well, Craig, why don't you help one of them along to Wisconsin? That would be greatly appreciated by Gary Ellerson and the rest of us. I got to tell you a little story. Our morning show guy, Bart Winkler, does the show weekday mornings here from 6 to 10. He's a little different, dude. So we sent out an email yesterday to all the hosts so they know who's coming up on each show and put on there Craig Knoll, former Packers quarterback, 448. And he immediately texted me and said, man, I haven't heard that name forever. He goes, I used to love Craig Knoll. I bet my buddy $100 back in the day that Craig Knoll was going to be the NFL MVP at some point in his career. I'm like, man, now that there is some fan loyalty to that when you got guys betting on you to be an MVP of the league, Craig.
Yeah, that's amazing. Somebody needs to check his head. that's obviously high praise and, a lot of I've never heard that before. That's awesome. I wish I had that chance. Obviously, that was a dream of mine, is to excel to that level. But, God has a plan for me. You just have to go with the flow and handle what you can do, be obedient, and, let the cards fall how they do.
Now you might be in a situation where you could tell people, Craig, that at one point or another, you coached a young kid who eventually became an NFL MVP, and you had a hand in it when he was really young.
That's right.
Yeah, that'd be great. With the Elite 11, we've had guys like Tua. I had Trevor Lawrence on my 7-on team. Jalen Hurts, all those type of guys. Deshaun Watson came through there. So I've had a chance to work with some of those really talented kids that, are going to go off and do great things. I'm really excited to see Tua play. Hoping he's back to 100%. It sounds like he is, but it's fun, man, when you get to drive the Ferrari a little bit every now and then. I could never run like that, or I could never throw it like that. Those kids are talented and pretty special.
One last one, let you get going, Craig. What was your thought, though, on the overall draft then of the Packers? After you get past Jordan Love, they take the running back, A.J. Dillon. They go and get three linemen. What was your overall feeling on that draft that they had this past?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I saw it was around a C something. I'd probably say that's about right. I don't know much about the running back, the tight end. I've never heard of, but then again, I'm not like an analyst. I haven't been studying film and all that stuff. If you don't really know the name, then, I don't know what type of player they are. It just seemed odd, for them to trade up, take a quarterback instead of a receiver. Would they have like another 6 picks until they had a pick, So I don't know. Like I said, I haven't really studied it, but it didn't come out looking too good.
In other words, it's hard to get past that first pick.
Hey, Greg. First impression's lasting, right?
Right. Yeah. Hey, we're glad to have you on, my brother. Good to hear from you. I'm sure we'll see you in Green Bay someday.
Yeah, thanks, Craig.
You're my guy. Leroy, I'm sorry I never got a chance to throw you an interception.
Yeah, it's all good, my brother.
Leroy didn't get you in practice?
Don't discuss.
He was retired right when I got there.
Yeah. Oh, well, good for him.
That's because he was scared of you, Craig. That's what happened.
Yeah, I'm still scared.
Yeah, exactly.
Take care, Craig.
All right, thanks, Craig.
There he is.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Anytime, give me a shot.
Take care. There he is. Craig Knoll of the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion outgrown your home, Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. I want to get him back out again. If you heard all those names that he trained, I would love to have a nice conversation about all those young quarterbacks.
That's not. Is that the guy with Joe Burrow that got him drafted too? Or that's somebody else?
No, I think that's somebody else. But he said Trevor Lawrence, Tua, Hurts, Deshaun Watson.
They have two or three top guys. I know Trent Dilfer is one of them.
Yeah.
Maybe it's two different companies, but that's brilliant if your kid can work with those guys.
Yep.
Did you just hear that play he called out? That's the West Coast style. If you're hearing that from Craig Nall, and regardless of what system you're in college, but if they could teach you that, now you're prepared. If a team drafts you that knows the West Coast, you're ahead of the game. Just your physical traits just come out. It's amazing.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back. Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. It's a little late, but we'll get to it. Up next here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.